Beaches don't disappear, says Wesley Castine. They move because that's the nature of sand, and for that reason, it should not be the responsibility of taxpayers to protect beachfront homes. But in spite of Castine's distaste for what he calls a perceived entitlement, he does not advocate slamming on the brakes for federal funding of beach renourishment.
The county residents and the coastal residents here in North Carolina have become dependent on the monies that come from the federal government. They've become dependent on the monies that come from the state to renourish the beaches. What I would propose is an acknowledgement that the responsibility for doing that rests primarily with the state and rests primarily with those who live in the beach communities.
Shifting the financial responsibility, though, should be a gradual move, says Castine.
But I do believe that a long-term plan whereby the coastal residents and the state of North Carolina accepts responsibility for those types of things and develops a funding mechanism, which will take some time. It will take years to develop a funding mechanism that will allow the state and coastal communities to take over that responsibility. But I think, ideally, that's what should happen.
Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.